Good day, and welcome to the Q1 2017 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kirsten Henrich. Please go ahead.
Welcome to our conference call for the first quarter financial results 2017. My name is Kerstin Heinrich. Peter Monen, CFO of KUKA AG, will present the financial results for 2017 for the first quarter and afterwards answer your questions. Peter Monen?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to this presentation of the financial results of the KUKA Group for the first quarter 2017. In quarter one, we achieved a volume of orders received totaling 976 million euro. This corresponds to an increase of almost 30% on the previous year. It was the second highest figure ever achieved by KUKA in a single quarter. All divisions contributed to this result with a double-digit growth rate compared to the previous year. The demand for robotic automation solutions remains high and KUKA continues to grow. Sales revenues were up 26% year on year from 629 million to 791 million euros. This increase is attributable to the high level of orders in the preceding quarters. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation for Swisslog and before growth investments was 5.0% in the first quarter, compared with 5.4% in the previous year. We are on course to meet our guidance targets for the full year, but are still slightly below them in the first quarter. We will be focusing more closely on our future this year and need to lay the groundwork now for growth. For this reason, we are planning to with growth investment in the further course of the year. Earnings after taxes totaled 26.6 million in the first quarter of 2017. This was an increase of 27% on the previous quarter. We are very proud of the award for our customer solutions in the field of powertrain and body shop equipment. General Motors distinguished KUKA Systems with the Supplier of the Year Award for 2016. KUKA Systems was nominated and ultimately won due to its innovation and its exceptional contribution to value added for General Motors. Hannover Trade Fair. KUKA is exhibiting this week at the Hannover Messe and we are enjoying the positive feedback. With the Smart Factory, we are showing our customers how they can network their production and manufacture highly customized products. It is incidentally the largest network trade fair application in the history of our company. The Smart Factory shows a highly flexible network manufacturing facility and unites KUKA's technologies, products, solutions, and expertise. This customer-driven business model can only be implemented efficiently with complementary digitized processes and highly flexible automated production and logistics systems. The solution from KUKA covers the entire value chain. This year at Hannover Messe, Konjun is also presenting its cloud-based platform that can be operated with any infrastructure. This means that the customer can choose whether to operate the Konjun IoT platform in the form of a private cloud or public cloud or locally on the premises. And Konjun, I have to say, is a startup we are invested in, and we had their booth next to ours in Hannover. System operators can use the IoT platform to process the data of their production machinery and draw conclusions for optimization of their production processes. Roboception, another startup company in which we have invested, is exhibiting at a neighboring booth. The combination of one of our robots with a 3D vision system is another important technology for the networking of production processes. We are continuing to work on this so that our customers can benefit from our innovative capabilities. KUKA Systems has entered into a cooperation agreement with BEAT in order to offer its customers additional solutions with the goal of boosting efficiency and further improving productivity. The technology from BEAT enables customers to reduce their maintenance cost. As part of our IoT strategy, we will also be further intensifying our cooperation with SAP. We have therefore entered into a strategic partnership in order to push ahead with increasing the flexibility and automation of production processes. The gross margin in the first quarter of 2017 was 24.7% and thus down on the previous year's figure of 28.1%. This is primarily due to the increase in the cost of sales compared to sales revenues. Our robot production facilities are also working at near maximum capacity, with material and personnel costs rising in relative terms. Capital expenditure in Q1 2017 was 15 million euro and thus below the previous year's value of 19 million euro. Around 8 million was invested in tangible assets. This included investments in technical, factory, and office equipment. We have capitalized around 4 million euro in the field of R&D, slightly down on the previous year. All in all, the investment ratio in quarter one totaled around 2% of sales revenues. The workforce rose from 12,433 employees at the end of March last year to 13,556 people. Additional workforce growth came from mainly two reasons. Over half of the new employees were taken on by robotics. Here, the increase in personnel was primarily centered on sales and production. At Swisslog, the emphasis was on R&D. We have to further invest in R&D at Swisslog. That is one of the key levers for increasing profitability there. Cash flow from current business operations was down from minus 45 million in quarter one last year to minus 82 million in the first quarter. This reduction is primarily due to the strong increase in trade working capital by 89 million to 519 million. This was particularly due to the increase over the course of the quarter in orders that have been partially processed but not yet invoiced. This has led to a rise in inventories, trade receivables, and receivables from construction contracts. Due to the development of cash flow, of the operational cash flow, the free cash flow of the past quarter was negative at minus 107.5 million. We are expecting an improvement for the full year 2017. Now let's look at the divisions. First, I'd like to comment on robotics. Robotics achieved orders received totaling 307 million and thus 27% up on the previous year. Robotics surpassed the 300 million mark for the second time running. The high level of orders is primarily attributable to the positive development in China and in North America. orders received from general industry in the past quarter were up 33% to 143 million, constituting 74% of total orders received. In the automotive segment, a total volume of 107 million was achieved, up 28% on the previous year. The orders were mainly due to call-offs from framework contracts of German and American automobile manufacturers. In the field of service, robotics recorded growth of 13% from 51 million to 57 million and thus achieved double-digit growth on the previous year in this segment too. The share of overall order volume was approximately 20% of sales in robotics division. Sales revenues at robotics were up from 210 million in the prior year quarter to 272 million. The EBIT margin of 9.5% was down slightly on the previous year's figure of 10.1%. The main reasons for this were the increased cost of sales and the relatively high sales share accounted for by automotive. Nevertheless, we are optimistic that we will surpass the 10% margin, EBIT margin, and be higher than last year for the full year. I will later comment on that in our guidance part. In quarter 1, 2017, systems posted orders received totaling 464 million compared to previous year's result of 368 million. This represents a rise of 16% and reflects the high level of confidence that our customers have in our solutions. The high level of orders received was generated in particular by the body structure and the assembly and test segments. Sales revenues were up approximately 30% to 396 million, a considerable increase on the previous year's figure of 292 million. The good order situation in 2016 led to the increase of sales revenues in the first quarter. The EBIT margin improved from 6.5% to 7.1%. The improvement was primarily due to the very good development in the US business and the highly efficient project processing. Let's look at Swisslog. Swisslog was able to increase the volume of orders received in the first quarter of 2017 to 230 million, thus representing a plus of 83% on the previous year. In particular, the logistics sector achieved substantial growth. Here, KUKA succeeded in winning a number of major projects with future-oriented technologies, for example, in the automotive, pharma, and beverage sector. Swisslog also managed to increase sales revenues by 17% year on year to 159 million euro. This is the result of the very high level of orders received in the previous year. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation fell from 1.5% last year to 0.6% in the first quarter. This development is primarily attributable to the seasonal nature of Swisslog's business. The margin here developed as planned and will improve considerably as in previous years, particularly in the second half year. Here we have to know that Swisslog has, especially in this logistics part, seasonality. And we always have a much stronger second half of the year. And we expect to achieve for the full year a margin of around 3%. Since the beginning of the year, we have initiated various projects together with Midea, focusing on the identification of common areas of growth and synergy effects. The project team for our post-merger integration is working, for example, on jointly pushing ahead with the robotic automation of logistics centers. Potential in this area has also been identified within the Midea Group. Our common objective is to be able to serve the Chinese market with its high automation potential even faster. Midea is assisting KUKA in this respect, for instance, by further expanding the customer base in China. In this context, we are also working together in the field of professional service robotics and consumer robotics. We are talking here about new markets and that in which we have still a low level of automation. Modern production concepts can also be implemented in these markets, including the complete customization of mass-produced products. We are demonstrating what from this might take to visitors at Hannover Messe. Both companies are profiting from the combination of their core competencies. Midea has know-how in the consumer sector, while KUKA has many years of experience in automation as well as industrial experience. In the context of this cooperation, we have prioritized 6 projects on which we are working with Midea and KUKA in joint work streams and jointly the teams are working on these topics. As soon as we have evaluated sufficiently robust the synergies and the growth potential, we shall report on them. Now I'd like to talk about the outlook. We have a high degree of visibility for the business year 2017, thanks to the high order backlog with a volume of around 2.3 billion and the good prospects for growth in demand from our customers. Regarding sales revenues, we are expecting stable sales revenue development in the following quarters. We are generally anticipating growth in the regions of North America and Asia, and there particularly in China. For Europe, we are expecting a stable development and are thus able to confirm our guidance target of an increase in sales revenues to 3.1 billion euro. Adjusted to take into the consideration the effect of the sale of our US aerospace business in the previous year, this corresponds to organic growth of around 8%. Now coming to the EBIT margin. In robotics, for the year as a whole, as I mentioned earlier, the EBIT margin should be at least above 10% and the 10.1% of last year. And we will benefit at robotics here from the higher share of revenues from general industry in the next 3 quarters and a significantly higher number of robots sold. And therefore, we are confident to be above the 10.1% EBIT margin we achieved last year. At Systems, we continue to anticipate an EBIT margin of at least 6% at a similar level of the previous year. And on the basis of the good first quarter, we are highly confident of this estimate. For Swisslog, we are expecting profitability to continue to improve year on year in 2017 to a level of around 3% before the effects from the PPA, as well as growth compared with the previous year. And particularly, the improved results in the logistics sector will contribute to this. In the healthcare division, we expect more a stable development. For 2017, we are anticipating total sales revenues of around 3.1 billion at group level. On this basis, an EBIT margin of over 5.5% before PPA and the planned growth investment should be possible. We are on course to meet our guidance targets and see potential for further growth for our KUKA team to tap. Thank you very much for your attention.